You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us every Thursday in the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate the time that he spends with us because this organization that he represents does a lot of work looking at a lot of data as to why we have certain outcomes out of the criminal justice system. And I'm always amazed by the amount of work that they do, because I know he doesn't have the biggest staff. He's probably working them hard over there. But they put out some quality stuff, and we appreciate him sharing that with us on the show every week as well. Raffi, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Newell. And the secret is that everyone that works over here is smarter than me. So they make me look good, yeah. The organization look good. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a sign of a good leader. You surround yourself with people smarter than you are.
Yep.
It's a lot easier that way, too, right?
Absolutely. Beats the other way, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. So there were a number of topics that we did not get to last week, and one of them was that you always have an update relative to recruiting. I had the Chief Kirkpatrick was on the show this morning, Raffi, at 10. She mentioned, you know, recruiting. That's still a very important issue to them. And she also reiterated the fact that she's not just going to hire anybody. You have to be worthy of putting that uniform on.
Absolutely. I mean, you never compromise quantity for quality. So the hiring mistakes today are the local and national headlines 2-3 years from now. So you don't want to go down that path where you are just boosting your numbers at the expense of maintaining quality. So, but having said that, you know, we regularly talk about how crime is being reduced in the city of New Orleans by the police department. And I think it's important for the public to maybe put this in context. So we've been tracking the numbers of commissioned officers for the past 26 years. And for the past 26 years, the New Orleans Police Department has had between 1,300 and 1,700 officers. So, but over the last couple of years, that number has dipped below. Since 2022, that 1,300 to 1,700 officers dipped to less than 1,000. And as we speak today, on paper, the city is reporting 900 police officers. But there really isn't 900 police officers. In any given time, there's going to be 60 to 70 officers that aren't able to work, out on vacation, leave, or whatever. So, and then the city counts as officers, cadets that are in the academy and waiting to be hired and graduate. So I think we're actually closer, much closer to 800 officers than we are 900 officers, yet we continue to see crime go down. But there's only going to be so much that the NOPD can do if the numbers continue to decline. This is a concerning trend. So recruitment became a problem when the police department took back recruitment from the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. Police and Justice Foundation had contracted with the city to handle recruiting officers. And at the height of what they were doing, they were attracting about over 7,400 applicants a year. Last year, there were 1,600 applicants. And those 1,600 applicants have, you know, resulted in just a in 2024, those 1,600 applicants, 40 started the police academy, 21 graduated from the police academy. Police department is losing north of 100 officers per year. So just doing the math, you can see that we are fighting a losing battle, and things have to improve. As good as the police department is doing as addressing crime, they basically are relearning how to manage recruitment. And everybody in law enforcement is hiring right now. So if New Orleans is going to make any progress towards rebuilding the numbers, they can't limit their search for officers and only fish out of the local job market. They need to go out of state. That's what the Police and Justice Police and Justice Foundation was doing to successfully attract, you know, 5,000 to 7,000 plus applicants per year. And that's what the police department has to start to do, because as I said, all the local sheriffs are hiring, the state police are hiring, and the sheriffs are going to hire people from their parishes, and that limits the police department, the NOPD's ability to attract applicants from outside of the city. And I think that, you know, we're at a point right now that, you know, Jefferson Parish is paying their deputies about $45,000 to start. New Orleans, if you are a recruit candidate, until you graduate from the academy, you're offered a salary of about $42,500. Then it goes up to, upon graduation and 1 year of service, to $59,000. It's $61,000 if you have a bachelor's degree from college. But that pay is still less than what the state police are earning. And there's some discussions about bumping up the salary for state troopers, because they need to hire more troopers as well, which is going to make it more difficult for the New Orleans Police Department to be able to rebuild their numbers from the metropolitan New Orleans area. They have to get back to a national recruiting base, because New Orleans is an attractive location, and single applicants that are looking to get into law enforcement have been successfully lured to the city to come work for the police department. And it's critically important that when we hire people from outside of Louisiana and outside of the city of New Orleans, that they put down roots. And for them to put down roots, there needs to be a career path that includes advancement, both professionally and financially. And I think that we've, you know, we addressed a couple of years ago with some pay raises. But I think it is important that we not wait until we start to lag behind other jurisdictions. There needs to be steady incentives financially for officers to remain on the force so that New Orleans can rebuild the numbers that they need to adequately police the city.
Why, and I think we may have talked about this before, but remind me, why did we think that we could do this better than the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation?
I don't know. So now one of the things that the city is thinking about is hiring a national recruiting consultant, you know, and we had one locally that was helping us. So I think that I guess the grass always looks greener. And the city said, well, look, we're funding the Police and Justice Foundation to do this. Let's just put this back in-house, and we won't have to pay a contractor to do it. Well, the consequence of doing that is, you know, the results that we're receiving right now. Now, Ann Kirkpatrick is not a good, but I think a great police chief. She recognizes the importance of recruiting, and she is reshuffling the deck and restructuring that component of the department. She's not satisfied with the results that we've yielded since they took this back in-house from Police and Justice, which basically preceded her arrival here. So she came in and, was the chief when the police department was doing this internally. She wasn't consulted or had the ability to say, wait, why are we taking this away from Police and Justice when the problem wasn't Police and Justice? We don't have the capacity to do this. There's a shortage of police officers. And that means that officers that were working in other important components of the department had to be taken away from those other responsibilities and put into the recruiting field. So that means that other agency, other bureaus and assignments within the department have lesser staffing because more resources need to be deployed into the recruiting aspects of it. So I agree. I can't give you an intelligent reason or a logical reason why the department took this back in-house, but I think it was a mistake. It wasn't broken. Police and Justice was doing a good job. And now I think they're exploring or at least considering augmenting what the department has dedicated to recruitment with a national consultant helping the department regain some traction in an area that they need help, and that's learning how to recruit and generating applicants. Because, what we're seeing right now is, as I pointed out, in 2024, you had 40 cadets start in the academy. Only 21 graduated. Right now, there is a class with 22 recruits that started in April. There is another class that's supposed to graduate this month. It started with 23, but I can assure you that 23 people won't graduate from this class. We won't know until graduation day of those 23 recruits how many of them actually graduated. Because as I told you, in 2024, Class 2001 started with 24 recruits, but only 14 graduated in September of 24. And then Class 2002 started with 16 recruits and graduated with 7 in December of 2024. For me,
Rafi, it was an interesting move because there was this mindset within the organization where they were engaging civilianization in a very robust way. And it just seemed contrary to a lot of the other things that they were exploring at the time, right?
Right.
I mean, the worst-case scenario is if you tell me they took two, three, or four post-certified officers and put them in the recruitment division. I mean, you know, please don't tell me that. I mean, it was like, this, you know, that would be crazy.
I mean, right.
You know.
So, I mean, you know, what the department started with when they took it back, they were going on job fairs, you know, around the state to the universities and other locations to try and drum up some interest. But, you know, that did not yield the results that are necessary. And as good as the department is doing, you know, with the limited numbers that they have, if we continue this trend of losing more officers than we hire, we're eventually going to hit that cliff. And it's still, you know, we talked about the recent satisfaction survey, and even though crime is down across the board this year versus last year, you're still looking at a satisfaction rate of less than 50% with the police department. And I believe it's because of response times. It's taking officers too long to get to calls for service, but not all calls for service. The police department, since the numbers began to dip, had to triage how they respond to calls for service. So they prioritized the violent calls for service. And that meant that they did that at the expense of property crime calls for service. So most people that are victimized by crime are victimized by property crime. So while the response times for the police to get to a violent call for service is pretty good. You know, we're looking at in the second quarter of 2025, violent crime response times were 12 minutes. The response times for property crime were 82 minutes. So that's not because officers don't care. It's not because officers are sitting in a donut shop, you know, or drinking coffee somewhere. They have more calls for service than they can respond to, and their priority is going to be violent, responding to violent crimes. So even though crime is down, still the rate is too high for the numbers of available officers. So when we're talking about 800 officers, that doesn't mean all 800 officers are out there responding to calls for service. That's 800 officers to cover everything in the department. The Operations Bureau is going to be maybe about 60% of that number. And at any given time in a district, responding to calls for service are going to be anywhere from 4 to 8 officers per district being able to respond to calls for service. So, you know, that is, you know, I believe the reason why response times are as high as they are. They would be even better if we had more police officers. But the officers can't be everywhere at once. They can't make every call, which means that the department continues to have to prioritize and you know, violent crimes, which are going to be at the expense of responding to property crimes, which are the greatest reason that people call 911. It's not to report a violent offense. It's to report a property crime. When the police don't get there for over 80 minutes, you know, the public, you know, is upset. They don't realize, you know, what is actually happening. It's not that the officers don't care, but the officers that are on duty that are responding to calls are responding to violent crime calls at the expense of property crime. That means that they don't want to be there. They just don't have the numbers to get there.
Yep. So no doubt. Yep. And you know, and that's why this number and this topic is very, very important, because something always, you know, when you redeploy, something always suffers, right? And it has a limiting factor on redeployment. When you have a trend that begins to reveal itself and you're trying to nip it in the bud, when you don't have the assets or resources necessary to do so, sometimes it's a delayed action or no action, but there's never a positive outcome when you're not trying to suppress whatever that trend may be that's revealing itself. And the chief mentioned that this morning, Rafi, with shoplifting. She said that she's looking at the shoplifting numbers. It's one of the things, categories, that she's very, very concerned with, because those numbers are going in the opposite direction of all the other numbers.
Well, exactly. You know, if the police can't get there for a shoplifting, then there is no consequence on the shoplifter, which means that the shoplifter continues to do that in other businesses. So solved by arrest is the reason that crime is down. The police department is prioritizing solved by arrest for violent offenders. Violent offenders are generalists, not specialists. They commit a variety of crime. They're looking for the opportunity. And when they commit a violent crime, the police prioritize that. But when they get arrested for a violent crime, that means that they're not on the streets to commit property crimes and other categories of crime, which reduces crime, which reduces people calling 911, asking the police to respond, which means that the police can respond a little bit quicker. And the quicker they get there and begin the investigation, the more likely they are to solve the case by arrest, further reducing the crime rate. So that's why, you know, I started this with the premise that we need to pay close attention to recruitment. And I'm not saying the department isn't. Of course they are. But the public, I think, needs to understand that this is an area that is limiting the police department's ability to be even more impactful as a crime-fighting force in this community.
No doubt. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. When we come back, we'll talk about gun arrest and gun laws in the city of New Orleans. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We've talked about this topic before, gun arrests, gun laws, and I think you have an update to some of that data here.
All right. So when we started to see crime go down about two and a half years ago in the city, it's because the police department returned to proactive policing. So we just got finished talking about the shortage of officers. And if the police have to wait for someone to dial 911, it means that the crime has already been committed. And because of the staffing deficiencies of the police department, it takes them too long to get there and the offenders get away. Well, officers are trained when they're hired, you know, to use their discretion. One of the proactive tools that law enforcement universally uses was firearm enforcement. So what was happening in 2022 and 2023 and up until July 4th of last year, the NOPD in the city was looking for people carrying concealed weapons. Now, carrying a concealed weapon is a misdemeanor. And prior to July of last year, to carry a concealed weapon, Louisiana residents had to apply for and obtain a concealed carry permit, which meant that the person to get that permit had to undergo some firearms training and go through a background check. Well, the legislature thought that that was too onerous and felt that the bad guys aren't getting permits, so we'll let everybody carry and that'll make everybody safer. So when that law passed, it took that tool away from the police department, and about 60% of the 33 misdemeanor gun arrests that were made on a monthly basis by the NOPD, the 60% of those 33 monthly arrests were for felonies. So you saw someone walking down the street carrying what appeared to be a concealed weapon. That gave the police the justification to make what's called a Terry stop and go up to that person and ask them, are you carrying a concealed weapon? And if they answered yes, then the officer would ask, do you have a permit to carry that weapon? And if the citizen said yes, the officer would thank them and send them on their way. If they didn't have a permit, they could begin to write up that stop suspect for a misdemeanor. But what happens is when they stop them for a misdemeanor, they found that 60% of those misdemeanor stops were yielding people that were wanted for felony offenses, that they were a convicted felon possession of a firearm, that the firearm was in fact stolen, that the firearm was fully automatic. So those misdemeanor stops allowed the police to arrest felony offenders, and as those felony offenders were disarmed and taken off the streets, we saw crime go down. Well, that tool was taken away in 2024, but there were a few loopholes that were in the law. So there are certain, according to state law, there are about 11 different locations where people can't carry concealed weapons. One of the locations was during parade routes and demonstrations. So under the existing law, no one could carry a concealed weapon to a parade or to a demonstration. Well, the powers that be in the legislature introduced a House bill that was passed that said that the parade ban was somewhat confusing. So they decided that it was a good idea to ban parade riders from carrying a concealed weapon, but anybody that goes to a parade can carry a concealed weapon. So there was, it was a total ban before, but the legislature felt that that was unsafe. So they decided to distinguish between the riders and the parade goers, and they determined that the riders pose more of a safety risk and ban them carrying a weapon. But the people that attend the parades can bring a gun to the parade, which means that the police can't do anything about it until someone takes out a gun. And police are trained not to use their firearms unless they can be certain that they're not going to endanger a crowd. So you don't see police very frequently having to use their firearms in a crowd. That's because of training. Now, under constitutional carry, you don't have to have any training. You just need to be 18 years old. No firearms training. In fact, as an 18-year-old, you can't even buy a handgun. You have to be 21 to buy a handgun. So an 18-year-old can show up at a parade with a handgun, carry it concealed, and undergo no training, no background checks. The police can't do anything until they take out the gun and start to threaten someone in the crowd or use that gun. So it just made the work of law enforcement, not just the NOPD, but all over the state. So this law doesn't just apply to the city of New Orleans. It applies everywhere. So JPSO and all of the other locations that have parades, anybody attending the parade can bring a firearm, but the people that are participating in the parade, riding in the parade, cannot carry a concealed weapon. So maybe you can explain the logic of that legislation to me. I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
That would be a no.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get that at all.
Well, it gets worse.
Thank you.
Urge anybody that's driving their car to maybe pull over before I talk about the next bill that passed. But this was a bill in Louisiana. One of the areas that you were not allowed to carry a concealed weapon in was in 1,000 feet of a school. So Senator Miguez from New Iberia thought that that was a bad idea. That was somehow unsafe. So he decided to propose legislation that passed that will allow anybody to carry a concealed weapon up into the front door of a school. And they can carry a weapon. The police can't do anything about it until they cross over the threshold into the school, and then you cannot bring a weapon into a school. But the 1,000-foot perimeter that had been in place for years is no longer the law. So bullets You know, the reason that that 1,000-foot perimeter was put in place is you don't want people discharging a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school, because those bullets, you know, can travel onto the school property, you know, through windows, through fences, and injure children. But Senator Miguez and the majority of the legislature thought that that was unnecessary, and somehow the people and children of the state of Louisiana will be safer by everybody being allowed to carry a firearm up until the front door of our schools in Louisiana. And again, this isn't just about New Orleans. This is about everywhere in the state. So
I don't understand why they think this would be better. So if an officer takes an individual down approaching the front gate of a school and that individual's armed, we can't do anything.
So what this is really about, Newell, remember last year there was some talk with the police department where they were attempting to create a school in the 8th District Station to train officers?
Yeah, and I said that was a bad idea because it leads to ridiculous outcomes, which is what we're discussing right now.
Right.
if that's the motivation for this.
Senator Miguez and certain people in the legislature thought that this would be a way to prevent something like that from happening. They didn't believe that the French Quarter deserved a carve-out or it was necessary in the French Quarter. So they decided that they would eliminate the 1,000-foot perimeter around all schools in the state. So this was, I believe, legislation that was targeted to punish the city of New Orleans, but it actually creates an unsafe environment, not just in the city of New Orleans, not just in the French Quarter, but all over the state of Louisiana. So this is, you know, a classic example of politics taking precedence over common sense and public safety. And the people that are going to be exposed to the greatest safety threats are our children, and not just the children of the city of New Orleans, not just the children and students in and around the French Quarter, but all over the state of Louisiana.
Is there still the opportunity, I guess maybe the governor signed this bill?
I believe that he has, yes. So what's going to happen? There will be a tragedy at some point in time.
Of course.
And then we will, you know, revisit this legislation. But unfortunately, I think that our hands are tied until, you know, it's proven that this was a bad idea. And it's going to be a bad idea. It'll be recognized as a bad idea when somebody loses their life or is, you know, injured because of this legislation.
Unbelievable. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. When we come back, we'll get an update on the escaped inmate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission. Just as an update, it seems as though Hakeem Jeffries has finished his comments on the House floor. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is speaking now on the big, beautiful bill, and hopefully in very short order they'll start voting on this matter. Rafi, we have 9 of the 10 inmates who have escaped from the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office custody. Where do we stand on the 10th?
So the 9th one got picked up last Friday afternoon. That's the good news. You know, the bad news is the most dangerous of the 10 is still at large, and that's Derek Groves. Derek Groves has been convicted of 2 counts of second-degree murder, in which the mandatory sentence is life imprisonment, and he also pled guilty to 2 counts of manslaughter. So he is considered to be one of the masterminds, if not the mastermind, of the escape. And he is the last remaining escapee that has eluded arrest. So his motivation is probably the greatest of the 10, because he was already convicted and facing a mandatory life sentence. So, again, law enforcement is pushing all the right buttons. They are not going to stop until Derek Groves is apprehended. But, again, we're talking about resources having to be deployed to look for these 10 escapees, which means that all of the people that have been deployed, and that's not just NOPD and it's not just the OPSO, but you're looking at over 200 people from federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies that were put on this task force to locate these individuals. Keep in mind that 3 of the individuals were arrested out of the city of New Orleans, 1 in Baton Rouge and 2 in Texas. So that doesn't even include the resources in those cities that had to be deployed to assist in apprehending these individuals. So the cost of this escape is going to be in the millions of dollars. And, you know, we are going to have to wait until Derek Groves is arrested. It's critically important that he be arrested because of the danger that he poses to the community. I mean, he's committed 4 murders that either he has been convicted of or pled guilty to. So doesn't get much more serious or dangerous or a greater safety threat than Derek Groves. Now, this week, we saw Attorney General Liz Merle announce that all 10 of the escapees and all of the individuals that aided and abetted them, and the last time I counted, there were over 14 of those, were going to be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office. But keep in mind that Groves is already facing life. So when he is arrested, if he's, and I'm sure he'll be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office and convicted, but the sentence for escape is 2 to 5 years. So 2 to 5 years on top of a life sentence doesn't really do a whole heck of a lot.
No, but that makes him all the more dangerous.
Exactly. So, you know, again, progress is being made. But, you know, we're still trying to, round up the last of the 10. He's the most dangerous. And it remains to be seen what the investigations that were conducted by the state inspector general, by the Department of Corrections, and by the Legislative Auditor's Office concludes and reveals when their reports are made public as to what happened in the jail that resulted in this unprecedented escape.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing those reports for certain. Rafi, as always, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great 4th of July weekend and stay safe, my friend.
Same to you and your audience. Yes.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot. Stay with us. All right, folks, Scoot's up next. He's headed your way. He's going to be talking about celebrating America's birthday on the 4th of July. What makes you proud to be an American, and what would you change about America? And he'll also talk about President Trump threatening to sue CNN over what he calls illegal reporting. He's also talking about the reporting on the existence of IceBlock, an app that shows where ICE agents are. Is that wrong? Is it illegal? Folks, have a great 4th of July weekend. Stay safe. Be careful.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.